This is Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Hey, hello. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr.
Good
Dennis.
Afternoon, sir. I'm just Dennis. I'm good.
Good. Dennis, I was looking here or hearing some results of the COVID positive patient.
Mm-hmm.
And you know something that crossed my thoughts? You know, there was a little stubborn and sticky in going down a week or so ago, early on this week, but now it seemed to be a little drop, and the positivity rate is coming more like what you would like.
Mm-hmm.
I would wager a dollar on the climatic condition being responsible in part for that, for the stubborn numbers. It was cool for most of February, if not all of February. It was very cool. 2 weekends ago, my house never warmed up. And that is something that the coronavirus loves.
Cool.
Cool condition. People not going out or going out of doors under normal conditions when it is cool and rainy.
Mm-hmm.
And then superimposed on that is the order, stay home, don't go outside. And you see people outside, they don't go back inside. And then when you compound that with the new variant strain, and we heard the goodly Dr. Williams speak about it this morning. From the time I saw that explosion in January, he said, you ask yourself, but what is responsible for this explosion? Something outside of the norm. And she did come, and this had established from early that variant is 75% more transmissible. So if one used to give 3 or 4, one will now give 7 and 8 and take out a whole household. So the measures, as a friend of mine would say, are self-compounding. That is one of the things that has come to mind most sharply with this SARS-CoV-2 virus and the spike. Now, the other thing is I always have to go back to some things that the late Prime Minister used to throw on you. Gale one swallow does not a summer make. A size 9 foot can't fit in a size 6 shoe. And Dennis, your thinking surpasses all human understanding. I can't, for the love of my life, understand why here is the Electoral and Boundaries Commission. I said it before. Has been set up now years, and they have perfected their system, and get through voting on a whole day for entire country. And they sort their information by street, by age, by gender. You can get that, and by alphabet. I thought that at the very beginning of that inoculation process, that the Ministry of Health would have collated with them and said, listen, I want every morning, or by Monday when we start up, I want a list at every center, whether it be a school or a clinic. But I didn't like the clinics, you know why? Because you hear about the name polyclinics, not monoclinics. So you're getting people for all reasons going there. And you congested it. The schools were closed or the schools are closed and just perfect. So you could sit down, you could ask the EBC, send a list to every center for 80s and over. I didn't believe in the 70s and over. I said 80s and over and see what would happen after that, because you had a fair set of frontliners who had to get fixed up. And the other person or the other body that deals with medication and pharmaceuticals, etc., is the Barbados Drug Service. The Barbados Drug Service, at the end of the day, or by the start of the next morning, should have a printout from the EBC, because the EBC can give you a printout next morning of what age group went out, which demographic went out, by sex, by this, by that, by the next. And it would be easy, and it could come to the paper. It could come.
But the question, and send somebody to them or get them to come to you? Which one?
No, it just go through electronically.
Okay.
Just go go through electronic the next morning. The EBC could give you a pie chart.
Yeah, but then what do you do with it? What do you do with the information when you get it?
When who?
When the EBC sends the information.
No, when they send the information, right, to the Ministry of Health,
right,
then the Ministry of Health has a much better understanding.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on. Because you would have already had out there, you go by alphabet. So Allen down to Cadogan,
mm-hmm,
Mandanchus, and then Elias.
And this is what I'm asking you, bring them to you, or you going to them?
When you say you.
Bring them to the clinic.
Oh, yeah, oh, no, that goes to the clinic, but obviously
okay,
I have a
right.
copy.
All right.
But then it would be the central Ministry of Health. Who, mm-hmm, who needs those things for press conference purposes? And you could put up all that beautiful information. You won't got to be hurting your head. Then you say, all right, now we can move to the under 70. But whenever all is said and done, it will at some day become the function of the Barbados Drug Service. When inoculations become now more common spread, and then you can get the therapeutics come in, et cetera, et cetera. They have to come.
But sir, so we got back up here by asking this question.
Uh-huh.
What's the purpose of doing it that way? Are you trying to then make sure that the persons you consider most vulnerable are inoculated, or are you trying to control the flow of persons coming to be inoculated? Because unless you have a purpose for setting that plan in place,
You just answer it then.
No, but I want to know which one you wanted. I want to know which one you wanted. I gave you options.
No.
So listen, if it's one thing I have always, perhaps I learned it too often in life, right?
Yeah.
Is that before you plan, before you chart your course, you see, my problem is I learned to sail too early. I learned to sail when I was 7. And the people who teach me tell me, if you're in the way you're going, it makes sense reading the map. Because you can never leave port. So figure out where you're going, and then figure out how you plan to get there.
But you know, the Defense Force, if overnight, and you've got to store votes, I think some of them, the ballot boxes are stored with them. So
yeah,
they are really a security and supervisory, lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
In the morning, you will get your batches out to nurses turn up.
They're very organized people
very
in
well
uniform.
Organized.
Yeah.
But when it comes now to things like projecting what will happen tomorrow and the next day, the next demographic, etc., that is the work of the Barbados
Drug Service. Okay.
Now, I've been picking up from your words that people make things more difficult than they really should be. Life. And I'm glad how you answered that person overseas who still think that you're using a calculator to do government.
Dinosaur. Yeah.
I really like how you handle that. Raw experience, sir.
I work with an organization that tried to computerize things and didn't understand the complexities of the operations in the Caribbean.
As your guardian, that Caribbean, as a judge of the sea, I either verify or prepare a affidavit for several purposes, court, for you name it, name change or what. But lo and behold, recently, change of addresses for business purposes, I was presented with a COB form for a simple thing, change. To show that Dennis resides with his great aunt,
mm-hmm,
at Darrell's Road. And you know what I see? It was brought back to me. The guy asked, I don't know him. I got me. So I read it. There's no longer a box reserved for JP.
Okay.
It is for Notary Public.
Mm-hmm.
Notary Public. I want to know how it is that they have now gone to Notary Public, no longer acknowledges the justice of the peace,
right,
but the High Court, the Supreme Court,
still
acknowledges it.
So, and that is one of the challenges we have when we make a change without seeing how it affects us down the line. sometimes you need to follow the dots until it gets right down to the smallest denominator and then work your way back up. But sometimes we just draft things in general because the name change How many times have you heard, including on newscasts, that people are going to get a jab? Where did that come from? That's the latest buzzword for everything. Well, the only jabs I know was Muhammad Ali in the ring. You know, left jab, right jab, hold it up, champ. Jab, jab, dance. Oh, if you really want to go to jab, the French diab, diab, that we used to call jab, jab, when we want to frighten children. That is the only ones I know. Brass Dax, good afternoon. Hello? 4341790, Brass Dax, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
I have to say that you have a lot of stamina, Mr. Johnson. When you can sit there and listen to jabbing, sticking, whatever the case may be, you're really good in truth, man. I must compliment you.
Thank you, sir.
Especially from the expert that knows everything we should do, we shouldn't do. Oh, my goodness. It makes you sick sometimes, man. It doesn't make you, because you accommodate them well. Anyhow, let me give you a little point today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to carry you back to your child days. You can remember when we were young, young children, over 60 or so. When we go outside and we go inside, what our parents tell us? Wash our hands.
Wash your hands. Don't bring the dirt inside my house.
The germs. You said germs. Or dirt.
The germs. Well, both, yeah. Don't bring germs in the house. Yeah.
Whatever you do, when you go to the bathroom, you got to wash your hands.
Yeah. Before you get lunch and all kinds of things. Yeah.
So when we hear of dropping the guard, we really drop the girl in truth, because a lot of people go to the bathroom now, they don't wash their hands. When they go inside, they don't wash their hands, or when they go to bed, they don't wash their feet. And those are things that our four parents taught us from way back.
They call it COVID now, but that was the reason for it. So even as an old person in my own house, I remember my old lady visiting, and I came inside and threw myself across my bed. And she go, in the clothes you come from work and you lying on your bed? I said, lady, this is my house. Right? Don't tell me what to do. But yeah, that's what they used to tell you. Don't lie down on the bed in your clothes that you go working. Don't do this, don't do that.
Yeah, but it was always COVID, you know. But people don't seem to understand it now because they have a name for it. But the old people knew that those things were the necessary things, hygienical things to be done when you're outside or when you're going to the bed and whatnot, what have you. Even at school, and you're going for your biscuits and milk or whatever, you have to go and wash your hands.
Yeah.
So that was the usual thing, but people seem to, according to the saying, drop the guard. So now you're infected.
So there are lots of things we used to do that we don't do anymore. Preparation of meals and all resistance to certain things have changed. I'm sure you want to take me back to my boy days. I know we would drop things on the ground, pick it up and wipe it on with pants and go ahead and eat it. Pelt a rock that we ain't washed the rock before we pelt it. We pelt it in a mango tree, knock down the mango, rip off a piece of skin off it. Yeah. We bite the piece of the rip and we spit it out and we continue to eat the mango. Go on the beach and you pick up an almond and you wash it and eat it. But your resistance is built up over a period of time to certain things. If you grow up in a closed environment now where you don't walk barefoot, you wash and peel every fruit before you eat it, you don't eat skin, you don't do this, you don't do that. Pears and peaches come in a bottle. You never eat a rotten plum yet. Your system now accustomed to it, so you break down a lot faster. We've changed our lifestyle. When I see the number of cars, right, parked outside of drive-through restaurants, and I sample some of what is sold at some of them, and I say, if this is what people are lining up to buy, I really won't like to know what they don't want to eat at home, because this ain't taste like nothing that I want to eat at all. Some things that simply taste like cardboard box in grease. So I ain't got line up to buy it, even if, you know, you go home and it's kind of hard to cook at 4 o'clock in the afternoon because you ain't sure when you're finished eating. I see Miss Braffitt is nodding her head. Perhaps she can tell you if you have to work from 6 o'clock in the morning and then you go do brass tacks from 10 to 2 in the afternoon, what time you finally get into the kitchen to cook something to eat. But perhaps one day when we get the producers to talk about their lives, as the moderators do, we'll find out how they live. But until then, I don't know. Let me say to you, and to those who are having challenges with adjusting, life is about change and you have to adjust to change. Some will be pleasant change and some will be unpleasant change. There are those things that we can change, and we should agitate and do our best to change the things we can. What we should never do, however, is allow people to dictate how we live because it makes them comfortable. That's my parting message on this, the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Thanks for sharing it with me, your WhatsApp messages, your calls, your emails. And on behalf of Michelle Braffitt, technical operator, producer, I'm Dennis Johnson. Have a good afternoon.